Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks. It's been a little thick in energy outside. If you are at all sensitive to energy, you may feel changes in atmosphere. Just like you have weather changes and you have people who predict the weather. It's going to rain, it's going to be sunny, this is the temperature, etc. There are atmospheric changes in energy, and it's been a little thick outside. Again, if you've noticed it, it's not you, it's the atmosphere. Of course, all of us contribute to this atmosphere, and we can do things to manage this energy pressure. The atmospheric pressure of the energy on us. And that's keeping our own space clean. Everything in atmosphere has an effect on us. Astrology is about the planets and the effect of planets on people. And it goes by your birthday, your birth time, your birthplace. They make a chart. And they see the positions of various planets at the time of your birth. And it's a kind of a story about how your life is going to progress based on the planetary positions at the time of your birth. After that, you can do readings, astrological readings, and get some kind of a sense of where you're going, what's going to happen if you manage to get an excellent astrologer. There are people out there who are beginners in astrology, and there are people who are really good at telling you what can happen. Joyful Manifestation believes in astrology. I believe in astrology. However, since Joyful Manifestation is based on the fact that you are that, you are God, your God consciousness. What happens is it believes in astrology, but it also believes that you have the power to override influences on you. So let's say you have fictitious Jane and she has a birthday, time, and birthplace. She goes and she gets her astrological chart made and then consults an astrologer to see when to do what and what's going to happen to her. Where Joyful Manifestation, it distinguishes itself from astrology is it says you can override negative influences on you as you discover who you are and as you empower yourself. It really works. You are influenced by planetary movements. You are. People have seen the effect of the moon on the water elements in our body, on the brain, and people have noticed certain activities on Earth increase or decrease with changes in moon cycles. However, if you empower yourself to an extent where you are strong from within, and where your mind is bringing to you very, very good energies, you do rise beyond the element nature affecting you. So that's where you can go back to your astrologer. And if he's predicted doomsday for you, and if he says, you know what, your relationships are all going to fail, and this is going to happen to you, that's going to happen to you, and then you become fear-ridden. Go back to your God self and you say, look, I am beyond this. I am about this. I am not just a human being. I'm not just a personality who is influenced by nature and all of her elements. I bow down to nature and all of her elements. Of course, I have deep respect. However, if I rise beyond this and about this, and I know who I really am and that I am God incarnated in this precious human body, then what happens is you start to influence nature. And you will suddenly see that you go back to your astrologer and his predictions have all changed because you've just changed the vibration that you're floating in. Remember that on the day that you go to an astrologer, and an astrologer is just an example. You can take a psychic, for example. Anybody who is in the prediction field, even doctors, okay, now don't quote me on this. I'm just giving you a hint. Predictions can change. Numbers can change. Results can change depending on the energy that you're flowing in. If you go on a day that's really good, your astrologer says something else. Everything's changed. The predictions have changed all because you have changed the energy that you're flowing in. This is not to be used without a sense of practicality. Try to blend practicality with energy. I'm just letting you know this is how it works. Use this information along with the energy information and the predictions that are being said to you or made to you by astrologers, by psychics. Suddenly, everything turns around. Your purpose in life. If you look at Joyful Manifestation, the book, which is available on Amazon.com, there's a chapter on your purpose. And the starting affirmation in that chapter is, "And I experience myself again and again." Simple. This is all that you're born to do, to experience yourself again and again. So the soul incarnates again and again just to experience itself again and again. And what does the soul want to do? It wants to experience its true magnificence. So if you feel that you're good and if you feel that you're beautiful and if you feel that you're wonderful, that is what the soul wants to experience in the human body by using the nervous system, because at the level of pure consciousness, the soul is only light without a nervous system and cannot experience its true glory without the useful tool of human emotions. It needs the human body to do this, and emotions add vibrancy to life experiences. So God consciousness, the one mind, experiences itself in life through all of its feelings. You can be a mother and experience the glory of motherhood. You could be a sister and experience how it feels like to be a sister, a father. You could be a grandparent. You could be a teacher and experience what it feels like to enlighten school children. You could be a firefighter and feel what it feels like to save people from a fire. You could be a warrior fighting a war for his people and defending his country and feeling proud of it. And all of these experiences is what the one mind conceptualized and decided, okay, you know what? Let's have physical form. Let's go into the human form, have a nervous system and experience all of these things. What you want to experience, however, is up to you. Example, if somebody is a warrior, fictitious, Tom is a warrior, and he goes into battle, and he wants to feel proud to save his country. And many lifetimes go by, and he's born again and again as a warrior, something bad happens to him. And there are a few times that he experiences glory, and there are many times that something happens to him. He, as he evolves through life, his changing consciousness might decide all of this war and being a warrior is a waste. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of having trauma. Even if I survive after all of this, I'm tired of having a trauma, having my family disrupted, having my life disrupted, losing romantic partners and ending up in different places. And so the soul consciousness decides that it has evolved beyond being a warrior. And it decides, guess what? I want to live in Las Vegas. Okay, I live in Las Vegas. So I thought of that. It's a real fun place. And I want to live in Las Vegas. I lived in the Bay Area for quite a few years. Before that, I was in New Jersey. and Bay Area is beautiful. There's a lot of greenery, but I was bored. And I thought Las Vegas is a great place. I love Las Vegas because of all the shows and the entertainment. What happens is somebody could start off as a warrior, start off as a, be born as a nun in many lifetimes, take up nunhood, whatever that word is, and then decide this is not what I want. And so as consciousness changes, the person decides that I'm tired of sacrificing, tired of going to some mission somewhere and serving the poor and then ending up sick myself and losing my body and being tired. So as consciousness evolves, the person might decide that all of the sacrifice in this world is of no cause if I'm going to lose my life. So this is something that a person can decide. For example, if she wants to teach children and she wants to be a teacher, but then she decides that I think I'm being underpaid, overworked, I am not compensated for my efforts. I may love to teach, however, my financial side is suffering. And so she, as she goes through a mind change, she might decide that I'm evolving out of being a teacher and I now want to be a successful model, an actress, author, make a lot of money, a life coach, do something, start a business and make some money. None of this is good or bad. Again, there's no judgment because manifestation is not about judging you and saying, oh, now you're giving up being a teacher. What about all the children? You're now stopped wanting to be a missionary, a nun. What about all the starving children? Well, guess what? Nobody's there to judge you. It's your decision how you want to evolve and what you want to do. And if you've decided that you're tired of the wars, you've decided you want to live in a peaceful place, where there is happiness, where there's good entertainment and good things need to happen for you, that's your decision. And you can evolve out of whatever experience you had and into a new experience that you want to have. Because guess what? Your only life purpose is to experience your amazing glory again and again. You know, this whole world is an illusion. And it is called Maya, and that's what the Eastern texts talk about, that the whole thing is illusion, and it's created out of consciousness, correct? So it's being projected out of the one mind. And as it is illusion, all the causes, everything that everybody's fighting for, the whole thing is illusion. So you get to choose what kind of life you want to lead. If you want to be a billionaire business person, go ahead and be a billionaire business person, because it is an illusion, and we are living a life of illusion in an illusion. And you can create whatever illusion you want. And as such, there is no judgment as to what you want to create. Just the consequences of cause and action, but no judgment. Now, if you decided that you want to use the joyful manifestation process to evolve, and by evolution, evolving, it's not about becoming good from bad, because guess what? You're wonderful and you're fantastic. There's no thing called bad over here. But if you've decided that you want to just experience joy, happiness, wealth, abundance in every aspect of life, a fantastic soulmate who's there for you, and if you've decided that I'm giving up sacrificing, I'm decided I'm not going to be a warrior anymore, or I am not going to go and live in a poor situation, a poor circumstance, where I am showing that I'm so good, but I am suffering within myself, you can use the whole joyful manifestation process to come out of that. We are going to be stepping into money manifestation now, that which I call work and career. We will take a couple of minutes break and listen to some music. So hold on tight.
Gold chain, gold dollar champagne, yeah, my money insane, yeah, I'm making it rain, but I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here, this month is my time of year, if I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks, I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that, then it's all my swag, but I don't want it bad, man,
See, I'm in my closet for a song to write. Was either in or white, now I'm going Batman. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm
bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
no prob. So hey, fuck them, don't need nothing from them. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm being once.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into money manifestation now. Career and work. Money manifestation is a very delicate subject. Extremely delicate subject. People have so many misunderstandings about money. Money is just energy. We've spoken before about how money energy is around you like a blanket. It envelops you. So you are surrounded with a blanket of money energy. And depending on how much energy there is around you, that's how much money that can be attracted to you. Having a very thick blanket of money energy around you will, of course, attract more money to you because you are made of money. People call me and they say, I don't have a job. I don't know what to do. So many months have gone by and I'm losing hope. I don't know how to get a job. Wherever I apply, they say no, and or there are no jobs available. I keep searching and there's nothing available in my area of expertise. Here's something that happens. If somebody has been unemployed for a very, very long time, even a short long time, whatever that means, something that can happen is in that period of unemployment, a person's mind gets diverted from working to not working. Suddenly, all of this free time appears. So you've got hours and hours of free time. Obviously, they're going to fill up the free time. So other than sleep a lot, they may do window shopping, roam around malls, look at all the clothes that are there, try to fill up their time with this activity. So they may do other things like going to the gym, window shopping, focus on cooking, cleaning, sleeping, fighting, arguing, bickering, because as frustration builds up, this can also happen. and then reading books and magazines, distracting mind and filling up all of these hours. So let's say someone is newly laid off and then they fill up all of these hours with all of this activity just to make up for all the time. Over time, the person will start to forget how to work. So even though he has not forgotten, or he or she has not forgotten how to exactly work, like the technical knowledge is there, but the mind is diverted by all of these other activities, the aura, which had all of these dollar signs, is now filled up with all of these activities. And as it gets filled up with all of these other activities, instead of the dollar signs, the dollar energy inside the aura, or whatever currency that your country has, it now becomes difficult for money to be attracted back to this person. There are more of the activities that's attracted back to this person. People who are doing a lot of service for the world, for example, their aura is filled with all of the service. And so they attract more opportunities for service, less opportunities for jobs, because there's less dollar signs in their aura, right? The universe is giving back to them what they're projecting, and their mind has now undergone a change. So from making money and being focused on making money, having a career, doing well there, pleasing bosses, winning their approval, having a list of to-do things at your place of work, arranging your desk when you go in, instead of doing all of these things and then looking forward to your paycheck. And if you're a business person, looking forward to the money coming in, the sales, instead of doing all of these things, your aura is now having nonprofit work going on, cooking, cleaning, everything else. Of course, cooking and cleaning is very important to maintain your home, but the proportion of all of these things have changed. The universe finds it difficult to give you what you really want, and what you really want is money, because now your mind is in another zone. The person is zoned out and is in another world. And in this world, money does not exist. Or if it exists, it exists rarely. It comes in time to time, or not at all, or very little. So you see, there's already a change that's happening, correct? From making money, being this career person, focused on saving and spending. And now there's this change. This person is now a nonprofit organization, or she's doing nonprofit work, he or she, and is having all of these other activities in his aura, he or she. And so money finds it hard to come in because the aura is now having a depletion of money energy in it. Being very focused on what you want is very, very important. I live in Las Vegas, so many clubs. I do study everything. And I do know that once somebody has spent a lot of time being a dancer, then the number of hours the person is a dancer and the amount of entertainment that the person does as a dancer is high in proportion. And it's very difficult for dancers to move out of their profession as they're getting a little older, and they need to move out of it into something that is not dependent entirely on their physical beauty. And they need to get into something that they can establish for the remaining years, right? They're a business or a career that can make them a lot of money. But having spent a lot of time dancing, and if, let's say, a week, 7 days, a normal, how much is it, 48 hours or 40 hours of work that a person puts in at a job? And so let's say a big proportion of this 30 hours, 40 hours, 25 hours is coming from stripping, dancing, etc. This is Las Vegas, of course. Then what happens is now you are a dancer. That's what the universe identifies. Because a greater proportion of the number of hours that a person technically is supposed to put into a job is now dedicated to dancing, and a major amount of the money, 70%, is coming from dancing. So now professionally a dancer. if you want to shift your career, it's going to be very difficult because the universe reads you and your aura is reading. Your aura contains this information saying, I'm a dancer. This is where I get my money. And so that's why you see a lot of dancers in Las Vegas who find it hard to shift their career as they find that they're getting into their 30s and their 40s and they really need to shift their career because they're spending too much time dancing. But if they realize that if they want to dance, they should dance a few number of hours and have a major portion of their money coming in from somewhere else. And if for some time they have to sacrifice their money, then they need to cut down on the number of hours that they make their living out of dancing and start to shift, even if making a little less money, but shift the number of hours, make money doing something else. So now you're not a dancer, quote unquote, are a business person or employee doing something else. And so now the universe recognizes that, okay, this person was dancing for 4 days a week, has cut it down to 2 days a week. And so got 3 or 4 more days of productive work that can do doing something else. And so the person's career has started to shift from dancing to something else. So this is what you can do no matter what profession you are in. Try to find out how many hours you spend doing your particular profession. And if that is not your life goal, and if what you really want to do is something else, and you feel you need to shift because of age or because of some considerations, you want a better career, then start to see, even if you have to sacrifice a little bit of money initially, that you're making that shift so that the universe starts to recognize that now not this profession, but some other profession, and then starts to build up magnetic energy for the other profession and starts to reduce magnetic energy for this particular profession that you wanted to move out of. Money manifestation, as I said, is a very, very delicate topic. Initially, when you're building up your money vibes, and if you're building up not just the amount of money that you earn, but the sources of your money and where it comes from, there is a lot of internal thinking and shifting that has to happen as you go from one profession to another profession. The ideal thing, of course, is to have a profession that, even if it is small, tiny initially, but then you use it as a foundation and then you can build up more on top of it, just like the foundation of a house and then you put up the house. That's a good place to be in. Because you're not shifting out of a profession, but you're just going to build up on it and create more and more. But if you're shifting a profession and you completely know that you're in your 40s or you're hitting your 40s, you're in your late 30s, you need to make a shift. It's time to start realizing and it's time to start shifting the major portion, major part of where you're going to make your money from so that the universe can identify you as being something else and not what you really are. There's no shame in any profession, of course. It is completely a practicality of making this shift happen now. Again, these are the two states, right, where you already are in the profession that you want. You may not be making too much money, but you build up on it and you expand on it. And then there is that part of it where you are in the profession that you don't want, and you want to make a shift and you feel that you have to do it some way, but you don't know how to let go of your profession because it's bringing you money. But what you can do is cut down the number of hours and start to reallocate hours to some other profession. And you need to take a small hit, then you can take a small affordable hit is what I call it. A small affordable hit, but you are making the shift right now so that the universe can recognize that, oh, now you want to be an actor, you want to be a model, you want to do more of that work, or you want to start your own carpentry business, or you want to be in the selling cars, doing something else, and you're changing the amount of hours that you're working from one profession to another profession. We are going into soulmate manifestation now. Sex and love. And we will be listening to some music. Please hold on tight. We are coming back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. Don't
How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your
hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Slow, climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. I was talking about how we are here to experience our purpose, and our purpose is to have fun. And our purpose is to enjoy our glory of who we really are. We are that God spark. If you come from that place of wanting to do what you really want to do, and as I said in the beginning of the show, we are here to experience ourselves in various situations. Remember I said about if you want to be a warrior and we want to save the world, if somebody wants to be a firefighter, if someone wants to be a mother and experience motherhood, if someone wants to be a wife, a lover, a daughter, a sister, a brother. The soul incarnates to experience all of this through the human body and its intricate nervous system. The soul-made energy is the mirror so that you can experience yourself as a lover, as a romantic partner. It goes back to being the soul which incarnates in the body, wanting to experience itself in various situations. What do I say? With respect to the world, having a relationship with the world in its job, where money is concerned, where love is concerned, where family is concerned. In soulmate manifestation, what happens is that your soulmate is the mirror to your romantic life. If you want to experience love and romance and you just want to have that feeling of being loved by your soulmate, of being loved by someone from the opposite sex, depending on what you prefer in life, whether it's the same sex or the opposite sex. Your soulmate can come in any body. Your soulmate is here to help you experience yourself, and the soulmate is the mirror to your beauty. As you realize who you are, so does your soulmate realize who you are. Everything you do is just to get you to believe that you are truly wonderful and have him, your soulmate, and life reflect this back to you. I just had this client and she talks to me and she says, do you know what this man said? We're talking about fictitious Jane and fictitious Tom. So fictitious Jane calls me and says, do you know what fictitious Tom said to me? He told me that we just made love the last week. And instead of complimenting me and bringing me flowers, he says he's going away on a vacation and to let me know that the neighbors are watching the house and that there is also somebody in the house, letting me know that I'm not to come near his house because he is aware that I have financial problem. That's a bad thing to say to anybody, correct? Oh, I'm going away on a vacation. I mean, you just made love the past week and you're saying, I'm going away on a vacation. And guess what? Someone's watching my house. I know you have monetary issues. You have financial problems. I just want you to know somebody's watching my house. How would a person feel? So I have all of these situations and cases that come to me. And what I do is I work with the person to get them out of that vibration. The soulmate doesn't say these things to that person. Work with the person. Did a couple of sessions. 2 weeks later, this person's calling me and saying, guess what? He just told me he wants to start a relationship with me because he trusts. There's a turnaround. The whole thing can turn around so quickly if you just work on soulmate manifestation and the process that is given in the book, Joyful Manifestation. And a person who could have 1 week before told you that he doesn't trust you around his house, and he's having someone watch it while he's away, can turn around and say, guess what? I love you. I trust you. Can we start a relationship? Because I want to be in a relationship with you because I think you're so great. This happens by changing something in the vibrations of the person, which is what I do. I talk to the person. I change something in that person's vibrations. I help work through it. And there you go. There's a complete turnaround. And soulmate actually wants to have a relationship now. This whole thing about energy, there is such a technology behind it. It's not some voodoo kind of a thing out there, quote unquote, something that's strange. No, it's a technology, just like you have technology for computer science and you've got the medical field and you've got all of this technology in this world, soulmate manifestation, joyful manifestation. There is a process to it. And if you use the process, you can completely turn around whatever is happening in your life. You can use the soulmate manifestation process given in the Joyful Manifestation book to turn these things around for you. Soulmate manifestation depends a lot on sex. I live in Las Vegas. A lot of entertainment out here. A lot of this entertainment is based on making someone happy. Happy independent of whatever is happening in a person's life. It's really fun to listen to music that has a lot of sex energy in it. It's really fun to listen to happy songs. It's really fun to do fun things and to have your energy field change into a fun place. Life is lived more from the place of fun, joy, and abundance rather than all the tragedy that can happen, because energy gets deposited inside a person because person has all of these emotions going about. What happens is there is more emotional energy that's being drawn to the person, less fun energy. If there's more emotional energy that's being drawn to a person, soulmate manifestation, personally, I feel that a lot of problems can be solved even in the world. If you think about it, this is my viewpoint and it may be completely wrong. Okay, but it's my thought. If a lot of so-called leaders and if a lot of people who just want war and they just want to go out and create a problem in the world had good soulmates, they would be in a better place, correct? Because they would be in this happy place, fun place, experiencing joy and happiness rather than experiencing depletion of happiness and then going out and trying to fulfill it through some other ways. A lot of happiness can be brought about between people. We are coming to the end of the show. I got my 2 minutes warning. If you do want to read more, you can always order Joyful Manifestation from Amazon.com or any of the online retailers. You can also work with me through my websites, joyfulmanifestation.com and soulmatemanifestation.com. Yes, I do have another website. It's called soulmatemanifestation.com. So depending on what you want to do, what life area you want to focus on, you can contact me through any of these websites. Definitely go out there and be a joyful manifester. Where love is concerned, you know what? The main purpose of life is to love and is to have fun. This thing called love. Let's all go out and fall in love. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and I will talk to you again 2 weeks later.
Now everything is new.